Evan, I was very pleased to learn you're actually a native of the Buckeye State, right?
I am. I hail from Richland Heights, Ohio, which is eastern suburbs of Cleveland. And I did my early music education at the Cleveland Institute of Music's Preparatory Division, and then earned my bachelor's degree from CIM.
Meet composer Evan Fine, whose brand new work will be performed by the Bach Society of Dayton this Sunday at their concert titled American Mosaic. I'm Sean Yu with Arts Focus. This Sunday's concert not only features Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, as well as two new compositions by the winners of the Bach Society's third annual Young Composers Competition, but also the world premiere of Evan Fine's choral work commissioned by the Bach Society of Dayton.
You seem to write music in many genres. Are there some things that are unique to writing choral music?
You know, I love writing for the voice. I think it's my favorite instrument to write for, and I love engaging with text. That's always been a particular passion of mine. So in the sense that writing for the chorus is writing for the voice, you're writing for a familiar instrument. That being said, I think writing for chorus, the first question I have to answer is, why do all of these people have to be singing this particular text together? In a song, for a soloist, the text justifies itself. In an opera, there's a plot. But for choral music, there's an element of community and communalism, which makes finding the right text a particular challenge.
Fine's work is one of two pieces on Sunday's program based on poetry by American poet Robert Frost.
The text that I picked, the first line is, "I have been one acquainted with the night." And this is a poem actually about solitude, which one might think this wouldn't be a great piece for a whole group of people to sing together. But I think the idea of solitude and the idea of loneliness is absolutely something that everybody experiences from time to time. And the way that that can be shared and expressed, it can be cathartic and healing and certainly universal.
Hearing your work that's been on paper and in your head all this time, hearing that work for the very first time, does that ever get old?
It absolutely does not get old. It never gets old to hear your music for the first time being played by living, breathing humans. Ever since the very first reading of a piece of mine, I think my first publicly performed composition was a piece for my fourth grade recorder class. You just get tingles down your spine, and you know that you're creating something that hopefully moves somebody else, and certainly that engages them, and you're part of a centuries-old tradition.
What is your ultimate hope for this work?
You know, I think, like all composers, I would love if this work finds a place in the repertoire, that it finds a place in the hearts of the performers and the audience. We often joke that the only thing more difficult to attain than a premiere of a piece is a second performance. So I'm hoping for a second performance, and a third, and a fourth.
The very first performance, however, takes place this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Kettering Seventh-day Adventist Church. American Mosaic, celebrating American choral masters, features three world premieres, as well as Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms, performed by the Bach Society of Dayton Chorus and the Sinclair College Chorale with organ, harp, and percussion. Tickets are available in advance at BachSocietyOfDayton.org and at the door. A concert preview with Evan Fine begins at 3 p.m. The concert begins at 4. I'm Sean Yu. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.